AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As New Hampshire votes in the nation's first primary of the presidential campaign, President Biden's hit the trail in Northern Virginia at a rally for abortion rights.
Let there be no mistake. The person most responsible for taking away this freedom in America is Donald Trump.
Sagar Magani has more on the issue.
That reflects the importance Democrats are putting on abortion this year.
They see a very, very strong card they can play.
St. Anselm College political scientist Chris Galdieri says it also factors in the president's approval ratings.
A president whose numbers are not what any Democrat would want them to be at the start of the general election campaign.
The Virginia rally comes a day after the vice president hammered likely GOP nominee Donald Trump for saying he was proud of his role in overturning Roe v. Wade.
Proud? Proud that women across our nation are suffering?
While Harris and Democrats are embracing abortion as a campaign issue, many Republicans are shying away, worried about sparking more voter backlash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump is the heavy favorite in New Hampshire, but Nikki Haley says she has no intention of dropping out of the GOP race, whatever the outcome. The AP VoteCast survey shows New Hampshire Republicans expressing slightly more doubts about Trump than respondents in Iowa. More identify immigration as the most important issue than the economy. In other news, the Israeli military says it's encircled the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. This after Palestinian militants killed 21 Israeli soldiers in the deadliest single attack of the ground war against Hamas. Turkey's parliament has approved Sweden's NATO membership, Hungary now the only NATO ally not to have ratified Sweden's accession. And Charles Osgood, known as CBS News' poet in residence, has died at the age of 91. His talent shone in the Osgood File on CBS Radio and as anchor of CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades. This is AP News. Netflix is going strong, registering its third consecutive quarter of accelerating subscriber growth. Meantime, TikTok is laying off dozens in its advertising and sales unit. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% to another record Tuesday as earnings reporting season for big U.S. companies picked up the pace. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. The Dow fell 96 points. That's about 0.3%. That came a day after the Dow topped 38,000 for the first time. Big gains for Procter & Gamble and United Airlines following their latest profit reports helped lift the market. A sharp drop for 3M weighed on the Dow. Johnson & Johnson also fell following its earnings report. TKO Group jumped almost 16%. The parent company of WWE said its weekly show Raw will move to Netflix next year as part of a streaming video deal worth more than $5 billion. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.